from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State calls upon nations to further isolate North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is making his United Nations debut at this hour, chairing a high-level Security Council session on the threat posed by North Korea's quest to build a nuclear bomb. His first official action was to yield the floor to United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The DPRK is the only country to have conducted nuclear tests this century. We must assume that, with each test or launch, the DPRK continues to make technological advances in its pursuit of a military nuclear capability.
The U.S. Secretary of State then took to the floor himself.
We must be willing to face the hard truths and make hard choices right now to prevent disastrous outcomes in the future. Business as usual is not an option.
Secretary Tillerson went on to say that the efforts toward developing a nuclear capability hurts most of all North Korea's own people.
There's also a moral dimension to this problem. Countries must know by now that helping the North Korean regime means enabling cruelty and suffering. North Korea feeds billions of dollars into a nuclear program it does not need while its own people starve.
Secretary Tillerson called on all countries in attendance to further isolate North Korea diplomatically and economically. South Korean government has quickly refuted President Trump's call for Seoul to pay $1 billion for a missile defense system. South Korea is in the midst of a presidential auction brought on by an impeachment. The leading presidential candidate says he wants to postpone deploying the U.S. anti-missile system until the new president can evaluate its benefits. This is VOA News. The Taliban has unleashed its annual so-called spring offensive in Afghanistan, saying it will mainly target U.S.-led foreign occupation troops to force them to quit the country. It comes a week after the Taliban staged its deadliest ever raid on a major Afghan military base. New documents show President Trump's former national security advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014 when he retired as an army general not to accept payments from foreign governments. Stephen Lynch is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee looking into the influence Russia might have had on last year's presidential election and any connection between the Russian government and anyone on the Trump team. Reporters asked Representative Lynch if charges might be filed against Michael Flynn.
I think charges and prosecution, that's a question for the prosecutorial branch. Ours is just to get the information and make sure that the American people are well-informed and well-served.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be a part of the Trump administration.
Every individual came into this White House, either applied for a security clearance or had one. Everyone in the government goes through the same SF-86 process, every single person.
The U.S. military says it is probing whether Michael Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments in the time that followed his retirement from the U.S. military. British police said today that they had thwarted an act of terrorism plot after a woman was shot during an armed raid on a house in North London. The incident came just over a month after a British-born convert to Islam crashed a car into pedestrians, killing four people before stabbing to death a police officer on the grounds of Parliament. The man responsible, Khalid Massoud, was shot dead at the scene. Pope Francis began a two-day visit in Egypt Friday, where he will promote peace between Christians and Muslims in the country after a bombing of a Coptic Christian church killed 45 people. Francis was greeted at Cairo Airport by Egypt's Prime Minister Sharif Ismail. He told reporters there that his visit is a voyage of unity and fraternity, and while his trip will last less than 2 days, he said it would be very intense. Egypt is still under a state of emergency after the bombing of the Coptic church. The Pope is scheduled to meet with Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, the Grand Imam of the government-run Al-Azhar Mosque, sometime today. And members of the Philippines Commission on Human Rights, accompanied by journalists, have discovered a tiny secret cell in a Manila police station that was stuffed with 12 men and women who'd been detained for a week. According to the director of human rights, said no charges had been filed against anyone in the group who had been picked up on the pretext of drugs. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.